Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Wilderness Guardians Special Alert. Comments needed to protect the Bob Marshall Wilderness. The Forest Service is seeking public comments on its proposal to reissue 64 five-year outfitter and guide special use permits for the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex, which includes the Bob Marshall, the Great Bear, and the Scapegoat Wildernesses. The permits would run from 2003 to 2008. Many of these permits have been reissued every 5 years for decades, yet remarkably, they have not been subject to environmental analysis or public review. The Bob is one of America's flagship wildernesses and a truly extraordinary place. Yet there are many serious resource problems that should be addressed before the new five-year permits are issued. Visitors increasingly complain about resource damage and inappropriate uses they encounter on their trips. Waves of pack trains, some with as many as 35 horses and mules hauling tons of gear and supply, popularize the trails to the point that many wilderness trails now resemble ATV roads and Jeep trails. Hikers are often forced to slog through ankle-deep mud and manure as they travel through the area. In addition, many of the dozens of assigned outfitter camps resemble small-sized dude ranches complete with corrals, hitch rails, fire pits, huge canvas cooking and sleeping tents stretched over log frames, and cords of fuel wood stacked nearby. The forests surrounding the camps are often littered with the stumps of trees felled for the posts used in building the infrastructure. While the outfitter operations aren't solely responsible for these problems, they do contribute significantly to them. Now is the time for the Forest Service to take the required hard look at the impacts from these commercial operations and to implement safeguards to reduce the damage and restore the wild character to the Bob Marshall Wilderness. This is your chance to speak up for the Bob. Write a letter to the Forest Service requesting that it take action now to reduce the impacts from commercial outfitting in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. Urge the Forest Service to prepare an environmental impact statement that analyzes the cumulative impacts to the wilderness that result from the issuance of these permits. The analysis should consider cumulative impacts to trails, campsites, wildlife, and other visitors, suggest the agency issue one-year temporary permits until it can complete an EIS, and individual environmental assessments for each permit. Urge the Forest Service to reduce the number of pack and saddle stock per party to 20 or less. The rules currently allow outfitters to use as many as 35 head of pack and saddle stock on each trip. According to Forest Service research conducted in the area, the trampling impacts from 35 stock are equivalent to that of a hiking party of 210 to 350 people. By comparison, other large wildernesses in the Northern Rockies, including the Selway Bitterroot and the Frank Church River of No Return, limit the number of stock to 20. With 60 permitted outfitters in the Bob, the number of commercially operated stock in the wilderness at any time could easily top 1,000 head. This number doesn't include stock being used by private parties. Tell the Forest Service that all users should abide by the same rules. The current system grants outfitters and their clients privileges not afforded the rest of the public, such as reserved camps and permanent structures geared toward convenience rather than resource protection. Remind the agency that outfitters are supposed to be role models for how to travel and camp in wilderness. They should lead the way by adopting less impacting practices. Urge the Forest Service to eliminate the use of permanent structures, corrals, tent frames, etc. at outfitter camps. If you had personal experience in the Bob, be sure to mention that in your letter, too. Send your letter by September 13th to Diana Bambi, District Ranger, Lincoln Ranger District, P.O. Box 219, Lincoln, Montana, 59639. That's Diana Bambi, B-A-M-B-E, District Ranger, Lincoln Ranger District, P.O. Box 219, Lincoln, Montana, 59639. Or you can send email to dbambe@fs.fed.us. For more information, contact Wilderness Watch, P.O. Box 9175, Missoula, Montana, 59807. That's Wilderness Watch, P.O. Box 9175, Missoula, Montana, 59807, or call them at 406-542-2048. That's 406-542-2048. Or go to their webpage at www.wildernesswatch.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the